Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Charlie Shoemaker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive towards short. Ver Alse reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0 for 1 in the game. Ver Alse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Ver Alse reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Ver Alse moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Ver Alse scores. Rollins moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins tags and scores. Killebrew tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1. Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Ver Alse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gorrell strikes out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stigman strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic pinch hits for Orlando Peña. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosfield covering, for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Charles reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bosfield moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bosfield scores. Causey moves to third. Colavito moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Causey scores. Colavito moves to third. 2 outs. It's Athletics, 4, Twins, 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gorrell is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stigman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stigman moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva is hit by the pitch. Stigman moves to third. Rollins moves to second. John Wyatt now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Billy Brian pinch hits for Doc Edwards. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Shoemaker hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Brian now catching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Allison steals second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher pinch hits for Johnny Gorrell. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro pinch hits for Al Worthington. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for John Wyatt. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-4 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Zoilo Vierals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.